Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what this is. Or Tribe Entertainment right here.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel. It is a great blessing to be able to give praises to the Most High, and it is a great blessing to give praises to the Most High in the little sanctuary that He has set for His people. My name is Moray Obadiah Yisrael. I'm a Moray here at the House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in this evening for the senior Moray here at the House of Yisrael, located at Moray Ishaya, Yisrael. It's a great blessing to give praises to the Most High. And we give all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Most High, whose name is Yahweh. And who is Yahweh? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is our Savior of not only Yisrael, but of the world today. And Yahweh is our Redeemer. Yahweh is our Judge, our Lawgiver, and our King. And we give all praises to the Most High, Yah. And I want to thank all of my, I want to give praises to the Most High. And I want to welcome all of our family that's listening via the internet and Blog Talk Radio. For we know that the only reason why you are here is because of your fear towards the Most High and your love towards the Most High. Yesterday, we spoke on judgment and how imperative to our salvation judgment is, and how important and how it's a part of our righteousness to bring forth Yah's judgment, because Yahweh's judgment is set forth in the earth. And this is what I intend to speak on this evening, about where Yahweh's judgment is set forth. Yah's judgment is set forth in the earth. And the earth is a terrific creation of the Most High. The earth is one that, the earth is a creation that holds many benefits for not only Israel, but for every inhabitant of everyone that inhabits this particular creation of the Most High. It's so good that it's abundant in blessings, and it's full of the goodness of Yahweh. And we're going to talk about some of the great things that the Most High has blessed this creation to bring forth. But before we get started, we're going to go to the origin of when the earth was created. And if you turn with me to Genesis, the first chapter. And in Genesis, the first chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. And Elohim said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And Elohim called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. And then it reads, "And the evening and the morning were the third day." A great creation by the Most High Yah. And we know that this didn't happen by mere chance or coincidence. We know that the number three, it represents Yah's messengers, but it also represents Yahweh's holiness. So this is why this is a significant act that is taking place on the third day, because this was sanctified. Like it says in the scriptures, when Yah founded the foundations of the earth, he had the 12 tribes of Israel in mind, even in creation, even before the earth was familiar with the Abraham, Yitzchak, and Israel. Yahweh's work was very familiar with our patriarchs and very familiar with the people that he was going to bring forth and create. And it's a great creation that Yahweh made on the third day. This earth brought forth abundance. This earth brought forth seed, fruit yielding with seed in itself. So it brought forth food, sustenance, life. And that's how you know that the earth was created by Yah, by Yah. Because everything about Yahweh is about life, is about light. And that's what the earth is. The earth is life. And the people that don't have Yahweh's laws, his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, they don't know the importance of this earth. Even though a few weeks ago, the world celebrated the day and they called it Earth Day. And this is where a bunch of people go out and they plant seeds and they clean up garbage off of the streets and they just try to do things that are beneficial for the survival of the earth. But why would you do this thing yearly? These type of things should be done daily because the earth is an incubator, a maintainer of life. It brings forth sustenance. It brings forth abundance of blessings. One of the biggest sustainers of life is up on the earth. And this is when Yah said he separated the sea, the waters that was in the heavens, unto a dry land and called that land earth. And in the earth, what possesses is one of the greatest maintainers of life is water. And this is where Yah's spirit moved upon. This is where this is where many great blessings have taken place from this earth. Matter of fact, this is how great of a blessing that Yah's creation was on the third day. And to show you that everything about Yah is about order. If Yah didn't create the earth in the third day, then there would be no creation of man. Because Yah raised up man from the dust of the earth. That's how abundantly full and how blessed this creation is. That Yah was able to raise up man from the dust of the earth. And look, my people may not know. Our people may not be aware of the fact that the same ingredients and element that it takes to maintain life and grow and have a healthy, nurturing earth is the same ingredients that it takes for man. So that shows you that Yahweh had his people in mind from the beginnings of the foundations of the earth. This creation is something that's great. And this is something that wisdom will let you know that we're not to forget. If you turn with me to Psalms, the 103rd division. And in Psalms 103, I'm going to read the first couple verses. And it reads, "Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases." And this is what the Most High will bless his servants with. We can't forget none of Yahweh's benefits because all of Yah's benefits are great. All of Yah's benefits are health to our navel and marrow to our bones. All the works of Yah are as a healing medicine unto us. And how did Yah show us his mercy, his loving kindness? Well, he blessed these things to come forth from the creation that he made on the third day, which is from the earth. Yes, the seed, the yielding fruit that has the seed within itself, has healing properties in it. The herbs that come forth from the earth has healing properties in it. The trees, which give off oxygen, has healing properties in itself. All of Yahweh's creation are just blessed. And this is how you know that the Most High would never leave something so important and something that has so much sustenance to it and put that in the hands of a bunch of people that don't know his laws, his statutes, his judgments, or his commandments, and expect for this creation to be nurtured and expect for this creation to bring forth any type of increase to it. Here you'll have people celebrating Earth Day, but the man that's ruling over this land today, that's ruling in this world today, they don't care about the creation of Yah's. They don't care about Yah's creation. They'll build bombs and blow up massive amounts of land. They'll put all type of pollution in the air with their cars and their vehicles. They'll just ruin the years that Yah commanded his servants to count, which is seven Sabbath of years. Because the Most High said, on the seventh year, you let the entire land rest. This is how precious Yahweh's creation is. He even gave his creation a rest so it can replenish itself, so it can refill itself, so that it can bring forth an abundance of increase. But this man that rules over the world today, over the earth today, they don't know anything about giving the land no rest. They run it so ragged that now they've run out of food. So now they're genetically modifying food. Now they're bringing forth things that's strange to the world. So now you have seedless grapes, seedless watermelon. You got all type of meat that's affected with all type of infections and pus and all type of egregious things. This isn't how Yah set forth. These things don't occur when Yah's creation is eaten off of its creation that Yah created on the third day. This is when man dabbles his hands and perverts and pollutes it. And when it's polluted, it's something that's very degenerate. But this is why Yah put his people over the earth. And the earth does have an inheritor. And we're going to get to who Yah said will be the inheritor. But the earth is vitally important. So we have to make sure that we're as diligent as we can be about what we do in it. And we have to be diligent about what type of things that we're doing to it. Because little do the world know that all the earth, this earth that the Most High created, it's a living organism. It lives. So that's why the Most High said this in the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter. And in Genesis, the fourth chapter, I'm going to start reading at the eighth verse. And we're reading about the first recorded murder that took place on the face of this earth. And this is when Cain slew his brother Abel. And it reads in the eighth verse of Genesis, the fourth chapter, "And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And Yahweh said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And why is this blood crying unto Yah from the ground? Because this is from where man was created, from the dust of the earth. So when this man's blood was shed on the ground, it was just mingling back to where its origin was, the origin of its creation. And now you think about all the violence that's taking place in the world today, all the blood of Yah's people that has been shed, and the crying that is saying unto Yah from the ground. The earth is in grieving. The earth is in mourning because our people are being slaughtered, because our people are being taken advantage of. And it's mourning because it sees the conditions of our people and the egregiousness of how our people carry themselves. It says this in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Because the statement I just made, people say, well, that's erroneous. We came from a Big Bang theory. We came from an evolution of monkeys. And we just eventually evolved into man. And why do you believe that? Because that's what these heathens have taught you. That's what these nations who don't know Yah's statutes, his judgments, that's what they would teach you. They would teach you that you're here by chance. No, you're here by creation. because Yahweh had you in mind from the moment he started creating. And in Genesis, the first chapter and the 24th verse, it reads, "And Elohim said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and the beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And Elohim made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Elohim created man in his own image. And in the image of Elohim created he him, male and female created he them. And Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and refill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which upon the face of all the earth and every tree and which is the fruit of a yielding of the tree yielding seed to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." So you had Yahweh creating the earth in the third day, and 3 days later, he created the beast and every creeping thing to come from the earth. And then he created man. And why did he create man second? Because these works that's done in the name of Yah. These works are done because this was holiness being established in Yahweh's creation. This is holiness. This is no Big Bang. This is no explosion. This is no slip of a pen. This right here is the document of our creation. And Yah didn't just create us by chance. He didn't just make a mistake and say, oh, it's something coming out the ground. What is that? It's man. No. The Most High purposed and said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And then it said, Yah created man in his image and his likeness. The earth brought forth great abundant things and great abundant things. And this is who the Most High set to rule over the things in the earth. His creator, his creation. And this is who Yah set to rule over this creation now, his people. But the problem is that when we're out of order, we're disorderly. So we can no longer be the husbandmen that Yah raised us up to be, the tillers of the ground that Yah meant us to be, the governors of this earth that Yah created us to be. Because once we turn our foot from the instruction, how are we going to rule righteously? How are we going to rule with judgment if we turn our foot from the Most High and his word? So that's why the world is in chaos today. You want to know why the world is in so much chaos today? Well, turn with me to Job, the 9th chapter. And in Job, the 9th chapter, I'm going to read the 24th verse. And it says, the earth is given into the hands of the wicked. He covereth the face of the judges thereof. If not, where? And who is he? So you want to know why none of our works seem to prosper? How you could plant up a garden and it don't bring forth no type of abundance, of increase? It's because the world was given over to the hands of the earth was given over to the hands of the wicked. And they've polluted everything. Because once the possessors started messing up and it was given to someone else, then you knew from that moment on that everything was going to be out of order. You knew that everything was going to be out of place. And the only way to get it back into place is for us to shake off the dust off of ourselves, return to the Most High, so that we can govern the earth. So we can rule over the earth and the beast and the creeping things in righteousness. Even the beasts rejoice when the righteous are in rule. The trees rejoice when the righteous are in rule. The herbs rejoice when the righteous are in rule, because they know that they're going to only do what Yah's commanding them to do. So when the seventh year comes, trees don't have to worry about anything being plucked off of it because it's resting. On the seventh year, the ground don't have to worry about no man coming to till it because it's resting. And now it can be joyful. And now it can rejoice because it has rest, just like Yah's servant has rest. And it's the reason why the earth and Yah's servant are connected. Because Yah's servant, the creation of Yah's, the earth, is set apart. And the creation of man, Yah's servant, it's holy. This earth didn't come by no big bang. This creation didn't come by some nation coming and just putting together a bunch of molecules and making a dust ball and it turned into an earth. No, this was done by the hands of the Most High. And it's holy. The Most High said this in Leviticus, the 19th chapter. And this is to show you that Yahweh has an order for everything that he does. It's an order for everything that he do. And in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 23rd verse. And it reads, "And when ye shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised 3 years." Why 3 years? Just like the earth was created in the third day, and just like 3 days later, Yah's servant came along, Yah's man came along, you see that the Most High said, these trees that you planted for food, don't even touch it. Leave it as uncircumcised for 3 years, and it shall be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of, but in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yah with them. And that's what the fourth year represents, Yahweh's praises. And then it says in the 25th verse, "And in the fifth year shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am Yah, your Elohim." That's right, the fifth year. It yields up an increase. And what happened on the fifth day of creation? We'll go back to Genesis, the first chapter. It's all documented. And in Genesis, the first chapter, the 20th verse, it reads, "And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moveth forth, that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And Elohim saw that it was good. Elohim blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day." Why the fifth day? Why the fifth year? Because the fifth represents Yah's increase. And this is an increase. So everything about Yahweh is order. And if you want to know Yah's ordinances, all you have to do is just read the first 7 days of creation. And then you will start to understand order. You will start to understand how precious the earth is. The earth is not only something that brings forth food and brings forth abundance of an increase, but the earth also is our economic system. You know the old saying that our parents used to tell us, and people will say today, man, what you think, money grow off of trees? Yes, if you taking care of the earth like we should, yes, money grows off of trees. Because the fruit that we're allowed to pick, we sell. We can sell it. Because people are going to always have to eat. The sheep that's on the land that's feeding. You can shear your sheep. And you can sell the wool. So now someone has clothing. Because people are going to always need to clothe themselves. So no wonder the Most High said, this is an increase. Let it rest for a certain amount of time so it can bring forth its increase. Your economy, our economy, is this earth. Where do you think the precious stones come from? These diamonds, these rubies, these precious silvers and metals. All these things are brought forth from the earth. So our economy system is tied into this and tied into the earth. Our economy system isn't tied into Dow Jones. We don't have to look at the stock market and see where our economy is going up and down, and then we'll know whether our wealth fluctuates. No, it's here, right here in Yah's word. And all we have to do is keep Yah's statutes and his judgments and his commandments, and we will be wealthy. That's why the Most High say, look, you already redeemed without money. Can no man buy you? What is the man going to buy you with? The Most High said that the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. So everything belongs unto Yah. So how can the man come and purchase us out of this bondage, out of this captivity, when we know that the only way that Yah done set his servants over to rule the earth? So we are wealthy people. So turn with me to the book of 1 Kings. And we're going to read about some of the wealth that the Most High blessed our people to have. And in 1 Kings, the 10th chapter. This is how it looks when we're doing things orderly, when we following and hearkening to the words of Yah. In 1 Kings, the 10th chapter, it reads, well, I'm going to expedite a little bit, but this is about when the Queen of Sheba, she heard about the fame of King Solomon, whom Yah said was the wisest man that ever lived. And the Most High said that there would never be a man like King Solomon with the wisdom and understanding that he had given to him. And I'm going to start reading in 1 Kings, the 10th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 6th verse. And it reads, and she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came and my eyes had seen. Until my eyes had seen it, and behold, the half of it was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be Yahweh thy Elohim, which delighteth in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because Yah loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, a very great store, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the navy also of Hiram that brought gold from Ophir, brought in from Ophir great plenty of almug trees and precious stones. And the kings made of the almug trees pillars for the house of Yah, and for the king's house harps and psalteries for singers. There came none such almug trees nor were seen unto this day. So the thing that King Solomon got, we haven't never even seen. This is how great of the abundance that will flow from the earth. And then to skip over to verse 24, and it reads of the same chapter, and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which Elohim had put in his heart. All the world. So what nation that could teach you? What nation could teach us righteousness, statutes, judgments, and commandments? None of them. They don't teach us. We teach them. So that's why it's important and it's imperative that we get ourselves together so that we can get ourselves back in order. Because great riches pour from the creation of earth when we're ruling over it. It said the same thing in Daniel, the 11th chapter, if you turn with me there. And in Daniel, the 11th chapter, I'm going to read the 38th verse. And it reads, but his estate shall he honor the Elohim of forces. And Elohim in whom his fathers knew not shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and with pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with a strange deity, whom he shall acknowledge and increase with glory. And he shall cause them to rule over many and shall divide the land for gain. And this is speaking about the works of a king. But why do you keep reading about the type of things that will be brought forth, the gold and the silver? It didn't say anything about, and they should trade $100 bills and $20 bills. All these things are just falsehood, false senses of value. The real value is what the earth brings forth in abundance. That's why you see we traded with grains. That's why you see we had gold and silver. Yah's house is decked with gold, silver. Because these are the abundances of that the earth has brought forth. It didn't say Yah's house was paved with Benjamin Franklin's, Andrew Jackson, or any type of currency that this man done made up. No. It's brought forth by the abundance of the increase that the earth produces. And this is why it's verily important that we maintain the earth. It don't matter from what quarters we at. We have to maintain the earth. Doesn't matter if we in captivity or in the land where Yah placed his name at. Because Yah have set us to rule over the earth, to govern the earth. If you turn with me to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. These are the type of riches that the earth brings forth. And in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. And it reads, for Yahweh thy Elohim bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, and thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. This is the type of fullness that Yah's earth brings forth. All type of grains. We don't have to go to a jewelry store to get any type of silver or any type of metals. All we have to do is return back to Yah, and the earth will just bring forth these precious stones, these precious metals. Because this is how Yah has ordained it. And it says this in Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter as well. And the same thing that the Most High is instructing us back then, he's instructing us to do right now. In Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter and the 3rd verse, It reads, "Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as Yahweh of thy fathers have promised thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, a land that floweth with increase, a land that floweth with abundance, a land that floweth with wealth, a land that floweth with milk and honey." You know what that means? That means your land is fertile. It means your land is fertile. Because if it's flowing with milk, then that means that your livestock is eating the best grains, eating the best of the grass, and is bringing forth, producing the best type of milk. And if you have honey, then that means that the bugs that are around, the bees that are around, they pollinate in the plants, they pollinate in the trees, and just the abundance of it is bringing forth honey. So you just have a prosperous, well, fertile land. That's how valuable this earth is. Our economic system is tied right into this earth. And the reason why we're not as prosperous as we can be, because we don't treat this earth as such. And we're looking for our enemies to make us wealthy. Well, Yahweh done already made us wealthy. All we have to do is be maintainers of his creation and govern over it, govern over these creations, just how the Most High commands us to. Because all of this evil that's taking place, the Most High has already said that these things would be something else that the Most High said about the earth. Because all these acts is taking place, our people are under the impression that they done slipped from the eyes of the Most High, that these things have slipped from the works of the Most High. Well, the Most High said everything gonna be established by two or more witnesses, and this is how Yahweh establishes his witnesses. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 30th chapter. And in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 19th. I'm going to read the 19th verse. Actually, I'm going to start reading at the 17th verse of Deuteronomy 30. And it reads, "But if thine heart turn away, so that thou will not hear, but shall be drawn away, and worship other deities, and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." So don't think that these acts have escaped the eyes of the Most High, the ears of the Most High, because the Most High has two things recorded, our acts, and that's heaven and earth. And this is why Yah separated the waters from the heaven to bring forth a dry land and called it earth. Yes, it's connected, because it was brought forth by Yah's word, and the waters was separated from the heavens because that represents Yah's name. So no wonder the earth is recorded, because the earth is set apart, just like Yah's servant is set apart. So you're dealing with something that's holy. Turn with me to Jeremiah, the 8th chapter. In Jeremiah, the 8th chapter, I'm going to read the 20 and the 21st verse. And it reads, in Jeremiah 8:20, "The harvest is past, and the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of thy daughter, the health of the daughter of my people, recovered? And that's a question that's asked today. The harvest is past, and summer season is here, but it'll go, and y'all's people still not saved. But you voting every 4 years. You marching every day. You petitioning to the world that they have to listen to you, and people listen to you, and they still not saved. Why? Because you're not bringing forth the words of Yah. You're not bringing the people understanding. There's no bomb in Gilead. And are there physicians there? And if they are, people still not saved. They still not healed. Are people still not healed from this affliction? Why? Because as soon as we stop hearkening to the words of Yah, that's when our sickness festers in us. And we can't even get no increase from the earth. We can't even get it. Because everything is cursed. Yah said that I cursed the ground. So even if you put your hands to do it and you're not seeking Yah, you're still not getting your healing medicines. You're still seeking the physicians, and you're still suffering from, we still suffering from our sicknesses until we turn back to the Creator and start doing His order, start keeping His ordinances. It says this in the book of Leviticus, the 18th chapter. Turn with me there. And in Leviticus, the 18th chapter, and the 25th verse, it reads, "And the land is defiled. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, which neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourns amongst you. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled." And this is what the Most High has commanded His people today. This is why the land is vomiting out our people today. No prosperity is in the land today, because we're doing the same abominations that the Most High vomited these nations out. And they were doing these type of abominations. And then we came into the land and we started mimicking and doing these type of abominations. So Yahweh kicked us out of our land and brought us into captivity. And you know what we're doing in captivity? The same type of abominations. And we just get vomited out from here and there. But when are we going to stop with all this vomiting and get ourselves together and gather ourselves together so that we can seek righteousness and seek meekness? So we can seek out Yahweh so that we can be restored and bring forth the order of how Yah has ordained us to do and be governors of this earth. And that's how Yah will call heaven and earth to record against us. Because when we're doing abominations in the earth, when we're doing wickedness in the earth, when we're doing all this idolatry in the earth, it's just vomiting us out. And nothing's prosperous. That's why a lot of the curses that the Most High placed on us, these things are coming within the earth. It said that the rains will be brass. The earth will be brass. It won't bring forth no type of abundance. It'll just be solid. Because the Most High know that as soon as we turned our foot from the Most High, that the earth was going to stop yielding up its increase. Because our people just wasn't being appreciative of the increase of Yah. And now that the earth is handed over into the hands of the evil, it's really not yielding up no increase. Because they're not using any type of judgment. They're not using any type of balance. And as we read in Proverbs the 11th chapter, the first verse this last week, a false balance, that's an abomination to Yah. And Yah is not going to have anything prosper out of an abomination. If you turn with me to Ezekiel, the 47th chapter. This is why the Most High has to overturn and overturn and overturn, because there's so much wickedness that's taking place in the earth today. There's so much evil and perverseness that's taking place in the earth today. There's so much abominable things that's taking place that Yah has to overturn, and he's going to turn everything upside down, and he's going to put us as a nation in a very uncomfortable spot, because we're going to see and know without a shadow of a doubt that it's Yah that we have to return to, that we got to seek out Yah's judgments, that we got to seek out Yah's loving kindness, his statutes, his laws, and his commandments. And once we seek these things out and we start applying these things, we'll start to take on the order of how Yah created us. And then when we start doing that which Yah commanded us, then we'll start to see an increase. Israel, do you know the goodness that Yahweh has planned for his servants, for his people? And all it is just a small price of obedience, just adhering to the words of the Most High. And the Most High will turn over the increases that the earth will bring forth, so that we won't have to go to any nation for anything. Matter of fact, they'll have to come to us. This is how blessed the Most High will bless us with. And we won't have to worry about looking at the bank account and seeing how many zeros in the bank account. Because what's the point of having a bunch of money and you have no land? So you have no self-determination to establish yourself as a nation. But we do. We got Yah's word, and we have the land that Yah has promised to his people. And this is the type of increase that Yah will bring forth. In the book of Ezekiel, the 47th chapter, I'm going to start reading. I'm going to start reading at the 10th verse. I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. And it reads, "And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything that lives shall live, whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers and shall stand up upon it from Engedi, even until Eglaim, and they shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many, but the miry places thereof and the marishes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt, and by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine." Israel, this is the blessing that the Most High has prepared for us. And all we have to do is be obedient. It says everything that go by these waters, they shall live. And he said that these trees, these leaves, he said the fruit shall be for meat and the leaves for medicine. That brings forth instant healing to our people. This is the blessing that Yahweh has for his people. And all we have to do is be obedient and adhere to the instructions of Yahweh. And we can get this abundance. We can get this increase. We can get the best that the earth has to offer. These are the blessings that Yahweh has set for his people. And this is how important, when we restore order and when we become that people that Yahweh has ordained us to be, that Yahweh has created us to be, that this commission is so important that it's something that the earth, the people that won't come up to praise Yahweh, the people that won't come to praise Yahweh, they won't get something that's vitally important for the earth to bring forth its abundance. Turn with me to Zephaniah, the third chapter. Excuse me, Zephaniah, the 14th chapter. Well, no, excuse me, that's Zechariah, the 14th chapter. In Zechariah, the 14th chapter, and the 17th verse. I'm going to start reading at the 16th verse. And this shall come to pass, that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king. Yahweh, keep the Feast of Tabernacles, and it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth until Jerusalem to worship the King, Yah of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. No rain. And why are the rains vital? Because the rains come from heaven. And what are the heavens representing? The heavens represent Yahweh's name. This is the type of increase that we can get. This is the type of flowing abundance that we can receive. This is the type of blessings that Yah has prepared for our people. But we got to get rid of and shake off this band of wickedness and shake off this rebellion to Yahweh so that we can be this governor of the earth, throw back the order. Because everything rejoices when the righteous rule. It say even when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn them. It say when the righteous rule, the trees rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the trees mourn them. Because they know they have no rest coming to them. They have no judgment coming to them. They have no ordinance, no order coming to them. But that's what Yahweh created us for. We're his praise and we're his glory. And we're the ones that he has set forth to rule over the earth. So we could get the abundance and so that we could show the world that we serve the true and living Elohim. And if you don't do the same, you won't get no type of abundance or increase for yourself. So Israel, it's vitally important that we get ourselves together because the world is watching and the world is waiting for us to get ourselves together so that we can rule in righteousness and rule in the truth. And the truth is Yahweh's word. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Lead me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.